Good morning, Hollywood Presbyterian Church family. It is so good to be together in worship. I know we can't always meet in person, but we are together in spirit. And I send all of my love to all of you and welcome you again into this time of worship. We have been looking at the Gospel of Mark. And Pastor Tim and Joel have highlighted Jesus' ministry of calling the disciples and casting out demons and healing leprosy and paralysis. But again, today is Christ the King Sunday, and we are advancing to Mark chapter 15. If you are able, please stand for the reading of God's word. This morning, our scripture is Mark 15, 1 through 5 and 25 to 41. Now, hear God's word. As soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He answered him, "You say so." Then the chief priest accused him of many things. Pilate asked him again, "Have you no answer? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further reply, so that Pilate was amazed. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. The inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified two bandits, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads and saying, "Aha, you who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests, along with the scribes, were also mocking him among themselves and saying, "He saved others, he cannot save himself. Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, come down from the cross now, so that we may see and believe." Those who were crucified with him also taunted him. When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "Listen, he is calling for Elijah." And someone ran, filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a stick and gave it to him, saying, "Wait, let's see whether Elijah will come to take him down." Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this man was God's son." There were also women looking on from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Joseph and Salome. These used to follow him and provided for him when he was in Galilee. And there were many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The King of the Jews. How does Jesus of Nazareth come to inherit such a title? He's actually called a king at the beginning of his life and at the end. We might remember in the Gospel of Matthew, the wise men are looking for the child who would be the king of the Jews. And Jesus grows up very modestly, not a kingly life as we would think. He's humble, he's poor, he cares for those who are outcasts. But of course, Zechariah said that's what would happen. "Rejoice, your king is coming to you, righteous with salvation, but humble on a donkey." And at the end of his life, this title, the King of the Jews, is a death sentence filled with ridicule and violence. In our passage, Pilate is trying to discern what kind of king is he? Political, spiritual. And so he asks him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" you say so. Jesus will not give himself this title. But don't you hear the offenses? What do you say? Total silence. Ukatai uden in the Greek, absolutely nothing. And Pilate is astonished. His paradigm of a political activist is not fitting Jesus. Wouldn't he at least say one sentence, "I die an innocent man"? But no, nothing. And Pilate begins to discern, maybe this leadership is envious of him, maybe he is innocent. And so he gives one more chance for Jesus to be freed. And he says, "I can release Barabbas, or I can release the King of the Jews." And they cry out, "Barabbas, what about the King of the Jews? Crucify him." And Jesus has a thorn of crowns put on his head and a purple robe, and he is taken away to be crucified. Christ, the King. His life brings so much hope of the Messiah, and now it is despair, humiliation, and desolation. We might imagine the scene at the cross. The criminal would wear their charge in a sign, and it would be put above the cross. So Jesus was bleeding from his head, his hands, and his feet, and he couldn't breathe. And below him, his arch enemies, the chief priests, who are mocking him. "You who said you would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, come down and save yourself." These words are abusive, horrible, and absolutely true, because indeed, Jesus, in his death, he will take on the temple, the law of God, and reconstruct it, and it will be filled in his life, his death, and his resurrection. And those who are mocking him are blind and cannot see this, and they continue in their mocking. They mock his ministry. "Well, you raised the dead, you healed the blind, come down and save yourself." Well, in fact, Jesus will not only save himself, he will save all of creation through his death. And those who believe in him and put their faith in him will live forever. Calvary, do you remember the moment that you embraced Jesus as your Savior? Did you feel the weight of the world just lifted and you were given some sort of hope and light into the world that you had never experienced? Friends, I wonder if we are allowing the power of the cross to work in our lives today. Do we remember Calvary? And we are carrying a burden that we cannot endure. Do we live in the cross? Do we lift it up to Jesus? Remember, he took it on. He said, "My beloved, it's not for you to hold." And I wonder if even just today, you could hand over that burden and you could see Jesus taking it and carrying it on the cross and saying, "I will deliver you. I will be with you. I will rescue you." When Jesus endured hell, he cried out, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" In his misery, he quotes Psalm 22. And this unrelenting crowd still mocks him, saying, "Ah, he's calling for Elijah." And there's possibly one kind gesture of putting a stick up with a sponge with wine. And they say, "Stop, no, don't even give him that. Let's see if Elijah will come." And in that moment, Jesus dies in total desolation, despair. There's no solace. His family members stand off at a distance. and the scene is sadness and misery. Have you ever felt that lonely and that abandoned? Jesus did. And we belong to a God who knows when we suffer and says, I feel your pain and I am with you. And I think of so many friends, and I know you do too, who are hurting right now. So many people are hurting. And I hear Jesus calling down from the cross saying, I'm with you. I know that pain. Come to me. Come to me. And I will give you rest. And I feel the Holy Spirit encouraging us. Love every person in front of you the way that Christ has loved us. See each one as Christ suffered on the cross and reach out your love as Jesus has done for us. When Jesus died, the curtain of the temple of the Holy of Holies was torn apart. His death satisfied God's wrath, and all were welcome into the fullness of God's presence. Do you have a curtain or a burden that's keeping you away from the fullness of God? I want you to imagine anything right now. Despair, addiction, oppression, malaise, whatever it is that is keeping you from the fullness of God's presence. God sent Christ on the cross to deliver us from the spirit of death. And when that curtain was torn, that spirit was conquered. And I pray today, friends, that we might lift up anything that is hindering us from the fullness of God's blessing. God says, I came to give you life and to give it abundantly. I want to give you joy and hope because you're made to flourish. But you might be thinking, I can't even see my way through. I don't know what is ahead. And Jesus says, I know, I'm the way. Not a philosophy, not a way of thinking. It's actually me in my body, Jesus says, I am the way. Come and live in the cross. Live in its power so that you, like I did, I went to the cross to fulfill God's purpose. You will also, my beloved, fill God's purpose in your life. I've seen people live in the power of the cross. I've seen it right here at Hollywood Presbyterian Church. Here's the secret. It's the cathedral choir. I think it's all of their praise. I have never seen such a loving group. They have loved so many different people in our community. And you may not know this, but they're often extending themselves, donating finances and caring for so many people. And I think that is a group who lives in the power and the love of the cross. I think they should be called the Love Ministry. We'll see if they want to change their name. I think about the prayer warriors at Hollywood Press. You know, Anna Kerr wakes up at 4 a.m. and she prays for the missionaries all over the globe. And so many of our prayer warriors are lifting so many different people, so many needs. And we hear from our friends all over the world, right at that moment, I felt healing. And I think, wow, these are saints who live in the power of the cross, who call Jesus the king of their lives. Even at our shelter, we feel so overwhelmed and incapable of caring for the needs that we see. But we praise, we worship, and we pray. It's all we have. And the medical community says, how do you work those miracles? Those are their words. And I really can't give them any other answer than we believe in the cross of Jesus Christ. Friends, The world can't save us. And Paul told us this in Galatians. He said, "May I never boast in anything but the cross of Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world." And Mark is showing us, just as Jesus moved quickly to care for people, immediately, Mark says, friends, Jesus is calling us to move to the cross. Immediately, friends, every hour of the day, we have to go into the power of the cross and see Jesus lifting our burdens, seeing the love that Christ gave us, and to give that to others, and to praise and to pray in each moment that we might truly be the people who believe Christ is the King. To God be the glory. Amen.